Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
करता ले हरे कृष्ण
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य विधि संस्थापकाचार्य श्री वाइनग्रह श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories to assemble devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gaur. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। वुड लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल इन अवर डेली श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 11 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 34। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। एवं नृपानां क्षितिभार जन्मनां अक्षहोनीभिः परिवृत्त तेजसां विधाय वैरं श्वशनो यथानलम् मिथो वधेनो परतो निरायुधः एवं नृपानां क्षितिभार जन्मना अक्षहोनीभिः परिवृत्त तेजसा विधाय वैरं श्वशनो यथानलम् मिथो वधेनो परतो निरायुधः एवं नृपानां क्षितिभार जन्मना अक्षहोनीभिः परिवृत्त तेजसा विधाय वैरं श्वशनो यथानलम् मिथो वधेनो परतो निरायुधः माताजी ट्रांसलेशन एवं दस नृपानाम ऑफ द किंग्स और एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स क्षितिभार द बर्डन ऑफ द अर्थ जन्मनाम बॉर्न इन दैट वे अक्षहोनी भी एम्पावर बाय द military strength of horses, elephants, chariots and infantry. Parivritta, being puffed up by such surroundings. Tejasam, prowess. Vidhaya, having created. Vairam, hostility. Swashanaha, interaction of the wind and the pipe plants, yatha, as it is, analam, fire, mitaha, with one another, vadhena, by killing them, uparata, relieved, Nirayudha. By himself, without being a party of such fighting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord was pacified after killing those kings who were burdensome to the earth. They were puffed up with their military strength, their horses, elephants, chariots, infantry, etc. He himself was not a party in the fight. He simply created hostility between the powerful administrators and they fought amongst themselves. He was like the wind which causes friction between bamboos and so sparks of fire. Purport. As stated above, the living beings are not factual enjoyers of things which are manifested as God's creation. The Lord is the genuine proprietor and enjoyer of everything manifested in His creation. Unfortunately, influenced by the deluding energy, the living being becomes a false enjoyer under the dictation of the modes of nature. Puffed up by such a false sense of becoming God, the deluded living being increases his material strength by so many activities and thus becomes the burden of the earth. So much so that the earth becomes completely inhabitable by the same. This state of affairs is called dharmasya glani or misuse of the energy of the human being. When such misuse of human being energy is prominent, the saner living beings become perturbed by the awkward situation created by the vicious administrators, who are simply burdens of the earth. And the Lord appears by His internal potency just to save the saner section of humanity and to alleviate the burden due to the earthly administrators in different parts of the world. He does not favor either of the unwanted administrators, but by His potential power, He creates hostility between such unwanted administrators. As the air creates fire in the forest by the friction of the bamboos, the fire in the forest takes place automatically by the force of the air. And similarly, the hostility between different groups of politicians takes place by the unseen design of the Lord. The unwanted administrators, puffed up by the false power and military strength, thus becomes engaged in fighting amongst themselves over ideological conflicts and so exhaust themselves of all powers. The history of the world reflects this factual wheel of the Lord, and it will continue to be enacted until the living beings are attached to the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is very vividly described in 7th chapter 14th shloka. It is said that the deluding energy is my potency, and thus it is not possible for a dependent living beings to supersede the strength of the material modes. But those who take shelter in me, the personality of God and Sri Krishna, can cross over the gigantic ocean of material energy. This means that no one can establish peace and prosperity in the world by fruitive activities or by speculative philosophy or ideology. The only way is to surrender unto the Supreme Lord and thus become free from the illusion of the deluding energy. Unfortunately, persons who are engaged in destructive work are unable to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are all fools of the first order. They are the lowest of the human species of life. They are robbed of their knowledge, although apparently they seem to be academically educated. They are all of the demoniac mentality, always challenging the supreme power of the Lord. Those who are very materialistic, always hankering after material power and strength, are undoubtedly fools of the first order because they have no information of the living energy, and being ignorant of the supreme spiritual science, they are absorbed in the material science, which ends with the end of the material body. They are the lowest of human beings because The human life is especially meant for re-establishing the lost relation with the Lord. And they miss this opportunity by being engaged in material activities. They are robbed of their knowledge because even after prolonged speculation, they cannot reach to the stage of knowing the personality of Godhead, the summum bonum of everything. And all of them are men of demonic principle. And they suffer the consequences, as did such materialistic heroes as Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadainatini Chochatakara Hanamum Jagadachin Premnamatakandavyaspura. Hare Krishna, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this elevated scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. It is for my own purification and for the glorification of the Lord. And today's verse, today's shloka is very interesting one, where Lord Krishna's role in establishing dharma or his purpose to descend to this material world is been explained. And how Lord Krishna enacts beautifully to establish a dharmic principles in this world has been explained. Just like fire creates, a wind creates fire in the forest. Similarly, Lord Krishna, not directly taking part in the war or establishing this principle, he establishes these principles of dharma through different agencies. That is explained in this shloka, Lord's role. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes about dharmasya glani. What is dharmasya glani? Dharmasya glani is misuse of the energy of a human being. Misusing the energy of the human being. That is the dharmasya glani. And Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So whenever this dharma goes, dharma degrades, or once when a human beings they start misusing their independence, going away from the Lord or going away from the eternal religion, that is the basically dharmasya glani. So what exactly Lord Krishna is saying here, it's not what dharmasya glani basically means is, not that changing some religion or sticking to some religion, but dharmasya glani is turning oneself from the service to the Lord. That is the dharmasya glani. Misusing human form of life for achieving something other than God. The human form of life is given to raise our consciousness. Manushyatva is given to achieve Devatva, not Pashutva. What exactly this means is that a human life is to elevate one's consciousness to divine, not to a demoniac or an animalistic propensity. And whenever this dharmasya glani happens, when manushyatva goes down to pashutva, or his consciousness becomes like an animalistic, that is the dharmasya glani. When people come onto this animalistic platform, that is real dharmasya glani. So no matter which religion you belong to, but when you come onto the stage of animalistic propensity, that is the dharmasya glani. Recently, one friend of mine was telling me that one family who was traditionally following being a vegetarian, now they have adopted eating eggs. And what is the justification of eating eggs? Is that now eggs are vegetarian. There is no harm. There is no killing of life in that. So this traditional family, for ages together, they are living so healthy and happily with the vegetarian food. Now the argument is given that now we are losing proteins. We are not having sufficient vitamins to live. So therefore we have accepted these ways of life. We have accepted this food as a part of our life. This is basically a dharmasya glani, where you have given a chance to elevate yourself to the higher consciousness. Instead of that, what you are justifying your ways to degrade. That is basically the dharmasya glani is. And that is what Lord Krishna descends. Avatar basically means one, the supreme person descends to this material world to establish dharma. To restore such degradation of human society to its purposeful nature. And therefore, Lord Krishna's role is very interesting. As I was reading few scholars written on Mahabharata and hearing some devotees, they were talking about the role of Krishna in this Kurukshetra war. Many times people keep accusing Krishna taking side of the Pandavas, being partial towards Pandavas, or using various tactics or various strategies to eliminate adharmic or a demoniac people from the face of earth. It began when Mother Earth went to Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu, begging to relieve her from the demoniac people who were overburdening the earthly planet. She requested to Lord Krishna, saying that, please do something to relieve me from this burden. All these demoniac people have overtaken the position of earth. They are ruling the world, and whole human society is going to degradation. So accepting Mother Earth's prayers, Lord Krishna descended in this world. And when he descended, he masterfully enacted so that in this world the dharma can be established. So when we talk about Krishna's role in Kurukshetra, because here this shloka talks about how Krishna acted like a fire, acted like an air to create fire, to create friction between, or create hostility between unwanted administrators. And Mahabharata war or Kurukshetra war is the same thing which has been spoken about. Lord Krishna did not lift any weapon. Lord Krishna just remained as a observer. One way remained silent and acted whenever it was necessary in Mahabharata war. So we discuss in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Lord Prabhupada talks about Lord Krishna's involvement in Kurukshetra war. Because Krishna is there, we discuss about Kurukshetra war. Otherwise, there are so many wars have happened. We don't discuss them. But here, the Krishna's presence makes this Kurukshetra war different than other wars. And wherever Krishna is present, that makes something substantial or essential. There was one society where Prabhupada had visited, and he was invited to speak on Bhagavad Gita. So when Prabhupada reached over there, he saw there was no photo of Krishna. No one was talking about Krishna. And Prabhupada asked, where is Krishna's photo? So all the organizers, they spoke or they told Prabhupada that, what is the need of Krishna? We have Bhagavad Gita, whatever is being spoken, we want to talk about that, not about Krishna. This is the demoniac mentality, basically, that Prabhupada said, if Krishna is not there, what is the use of speaking about Bhagavad Gita? Generally, people want, this is Ravana's mentality, what he wanted Sita without Ram. And in this world, people want Gita's knowledge without Krishna. And that is what Prabhupada was pointing towards these organizers, that you want Krishna's knowledge, but not Krishna. So, here, similarly, in Mahabharata also we see this. One time Ashwatthama came to Krishna and requested Krishna to give him his Sudarshan Chakra in exchange of his Brahmastra. He had acquired Brahmastra from his father. So Krishna, he was a Brahmana, Krishna gave him his Sudarshan Chakra, but he could not handle Sudarshan Chakra. So he returned it back to Krishna. Krishna asked him that, why did you want my Sudarshan Chakra? So Ashwatthama told him that I wanted to use Sudarshan Chakra against you to kill you. So basically, because he was a Brahmana, he spoke truth, that I wanted to kill you with your Sudarshan Chakra. This is basically a demoniac mentality. Using Krishna's own weapon to kill Krishna. Similarly, many scholars, actually Devamrit Maharaj calls such mundane scholars or such a demoniac scholar is squalor. You can find out the meaning of squalor. I won't speak it here. So such squalor, they wanted to diminish Krishna through their words, through their writings, through their speech, through their mundane speculation. They never try to understand Krishna, or they never try to serve Krishna in right parampara. Understanding Krishna without parampara is landing oneself into the daldal, generally. You go quicksand. Trying to understand Krishna is landing oneself into quicksand. And that is what happens in nowadays. That many times, so many internet blogs, so many websites, so many articles are filled with accusing Krishna or the various incarnation of Lord about his various activities. So many people, they also keep accusing about Krishna's involvement in the Mahabharata war. They question about his killing Duryodhana. They question his killing of Krishna. Not only about Krishna, about Lord Ram too. They keep questioning about that. And what is their source of information? The same book which Acharyas comment about. Mahabharata Ramayana. From where do they get this information? Those scriptures who have helped this society, this Sanatana Dharma, to survive through ages together, those scriptures who have elevated people's consciousness have brought such amazing culture in this world. Same thing or same books is used to question the activities of the Lord. And why this happens? Because people try to understand Krishna or the Lord through their own intelligence, through their own limited understanding. So where acharyas have glorified Krishna's involvement in such wars, at the same time, mundane scholars, they have criticized Krishna for acting in a partial way. So, Krishna, when he was asked by both the parties, when it was concluded that now the war is going to take place between Pandavas and the Kauravas. And the story we all know very well, that Arjuna and Duryodhana went to ask Krishna's help, Krishna's involvement in the Kurukshetra war. So Krishna put forward this proposal to both of them. From one side, I will fight, and from another side, my powerful Narayani Sena will fight. Choose between these two. When I will fight, I won't lift any weapon. I won't take my weapons to kill any one of those people, anyone who is on the opposing party. So choose. And we saw that Arjuna chose Krishna, and Duryodhana considered Arjuna to be fool, accepting Krishna without weapon. So this is another mentality of a demonic personality, that he understands that Krishna without his weapons or without any external aid is useless. So what is the use of Krishna? So Arjuna accepted Krishna without weapons. And that is what Krishna's one strategy which he used. Because all these demoniac kings, already Krishna has eliminated, Krishna had eliminated all the important demoniac people. First of all, Jarasan had a desire, and he was moving forward to achieve that desire, that conquest, that to become an emperor of whole world. And for that sake, he was performing that Kal Bhairav Yajna, sacrificing various kings, thousands of kings in that yajna as a bali, Raja Bali. That was his intention. And all these people, Kamsa, Shishupal, they all wanted to be in the party of Jarasand. And therefore, Rukmini also wanted to marry Rukmini to Shishupal, so that he can also get some part when Jarasand becomes an emperor in his kingdom. Jarasandha married his own daughters to Kamsa, because Kamsa was another powerful demoniac ruler. And with that alliance, he was expecting that I will also get support from Kamsa. So what Krishna did? Krishna killed Kamsa, Krishna killed Jarasandha, and with the help of Jarasandha, what? 17 times he annihilated more than 21 Akshoni Senas for 17 times. All those having demoniac mentality, all those people were killed by Krishna. And all others who were remaining, he wanted them to assemble in Kurukshetra war. And all these demoniac kings, they all have seen Krishna's power. Now, when they understood that Krishna is on the side of Pandavas, so all these demoniac people would have joined Pandavas' party. So Krishna used this strategy, saying that I won't lift Sudarshan Chakra. I won't use weapon. So then everyone understood, if Krishna is not lifting weapon, that means we can easily overcome Pandavas. And that was another Krishna's master stroke to inspire Bhishma to fight on the side of Kauravas. Because Bhishma, like invincible warrior, is fighting on the side of Kauravas, who were demonic in nature, who were adharmic people. Definitely, all the adharmic kings would join Duryodhana forces. And that what happened? 11 Akshoni Sena Duryodhana could assemble on his side. And all those favoring Adharma joined Duryodhana's party. Krishna's strategy to kill all these people worked. He, with the help of Arjuna and Bhima and all the Pandavas, destroyed all these demoniac forces on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It is said that there were this Ravana and Duryodhana, they were greatest fool of their times. Why? Because both of them have seen the power of Lord's associates. But still, they did not understand, if associate is so powerful, how much Lord would be powerful? Ravana had seen Hanumanji's power when Hanumanji had entered Lanka. Single-handedly, he destroyed Lanka. Single-handedly, he burnt whole Lanka. Killed so many of his sons and soldiers. But still, Ravana did not understand what exactly Ram's power is. If Hanuman is the servant of Lord, Ram is so powerful, how much Lord would be? And all these Kauravas, they are also seen the power of Arjuna. Without Krishna, he had own Virata's battle. Bhishma was there, Krupacharya was there, Karna was there, Duryodhana, all his brothers were there. They could see Arjuna without Krishna had defeated them. But still, they thought it was some temporary power he had gained. Or we were not fighting with full swing. Therefore, Arjuna could overpower us. Knowing that also, they still thought that somehow or other we will win over Ram or we will win over Pandavas. We can take away whatever we desire. So Lord Krishna used all those strategies which was required to establish dharma. So there, all these Kauravas, they were following, there were, it is explained in Mahabharata that there was one minister of Dhritarashtra whose name was Kanika. So Kanika, he was very wise in a sense that he would counsel Dhritarashtra and Kauravas on different ways of ruling the kingdom. So Kanika's strategy or Kanika's niti, it is known in the world or in the Mahabharata. Kanika niti was that whatever you feel good, you should do that. No matter what is required to achieve that goal, whether it is legal, illegal, dharmic, adharmic, you should do those activities, achieve your goal, and you should not feel guilty about those means you adopt to achieve your goal. So that was his strategy. Not feeling guilty and achieving whatever you feel good. And whatever makes you feel good. And with that strategy, what Duryodhana did or what Kauravas did is that they tried to burn Pandavas in that Varnavat incident. And they did not feel any guilt of killing Pandavas alive. Why? Because Kanika, their minister, had counseled them in this way. So they were adopting any foul means to achieve their goal. So there is another niti which is described as a Brahaspati niti. What is Brahaspati niti? Brahaspati niti is basically accepting to achieve good in the society or in individual's life, you should accept good means. No matter how bad another party might be, you should not leave the good means to achieve those good effect in life or good result in your life. So that is Brahaspati Niti. So Kanika Niti is adopting any foul means to achieve what you feel good. Brahaspati Niti is no matter what happens in your life, somebody steals your property, somebody do injustice to you, but you should remain good so that good can be achieved. So Krishna used not Brahaspati Niti to counteract Kanika's niti, which is accepted and followed by Kauravas. He accepted Shukra Niti. What is Shukra Niti? It talks about to achieve good result, which is good for society, good for an individual, and have a better impact to establish dharma, whether right or wrong means, you should accept those means to establish right things in society. That is the Shukra Niti. And that is what Lord Krishna adopted to eliminate all these adharmic forces or this irreligious or demoniac mentality from the face of earth. He accepted Shukra Niti. And therefore we see in Mahabharata that whatever is required to eliminate all these demoniac people, Krishna accepted those strategies. So many times Krishna spoke to Daruka in Mahabharata. If you read, so many times he spoke to Daruka when Arjuna had taken a vow that by tomorrow evening I am going to kill Jayadrath, and if I fail to kill him, then I myself will enter into the fire. That was Arjuna's vow. So one day, a night before, Krishna called Daruka and told him that keep my rath, chariot ready with all the weapons. So Daruka asked why? That if Arjuna fails tomorrow, I will lift weapons and will eliminate all these Kaurava forces myself. I will kill Drona. I will kill Karna. Daruka said, but you have taken a vow not to lift. Krishna said, if Arjuna is in danger, if Arjuna is going to give up his life, then I cannot just see or I cannot just watch Arjuna giving up his life. So many times it comes that Krishna asks Daruka that keep my chariot ready. If required, I will lift weapon. So actually that was not Krishna's vow. It was Krishna's strategy. This is basically in Mahabharata, it is called, or many acharyas, they called it as a dharma tantra, not a yuddha tantra. Dharma tantra basically means doing the needful to establish dharma, to establish right principles in the society. And that's what Lord Krishna did in Mahabharata, or broke whatever so-called rules established by so-called dharmic people. Just like a mother uses different tactics to feed medicine to a child. So we cannot call mother as a liar. We don't call mother to be a breaking the rules and regulations. No. Her strategy is to feed medicine to the child so that child gets cured. Similarly, when whatever means, whatever ways, Lord accepts to eliminate demonic forces from the earth, that is the dharma. And Krishna never breaks dharma. Krishna never breaks rules of the Shastra. Just think, before Mahabharata war, Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And in that Bhagavad Gita, he spoke Yad Yad Acharati Sreshtas Tatta Deve Taro Jana Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokanus Tadanu Vartate. That shloka he himself spoke. And he also spoke to Arjuna that I act in a way so that people can follow that right path. If I act against the Shastras, the whole society will be put into ruination. If Krishna is speaking this, has Krishna forgotten those words? Or he is speaking just for the sake of speaking? No. Krishna, whatever Krishna has done, whatever Krishna has followed, whatever Krishna has accepted, it is in the periphery of Shastras. Whatever rules set by the societies, or the whatever rules set by the Dharma. So this is the role Lord Krishna has accepted. While speaking Bhagavad Gita also, what was his desire? What was his strategy? So that everyone, henceforth, anyone who is going to live his life like a battle, everyone is going through the life, they are battling against so many odds, so that they can use these principles in their life. And Krishna spoke that Bhagavad Gita in the battlefield, which is the most busiest place, most noisy place, just to inspire Arjuna to fight. Actually, before war took place, Dhritarashtra had sent Sanjaya to give message to all the Pandavas. He had came as an ambassador to do embassy. And what was the message Dhritarashtra gave? Dhritarashtra told through spoke through Sanjaya that, my dear Pandavas, I do not want to see the deaths of my relatives. Means he was confident that Pandavas are going to get killed in this war. Because on my side, there are Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya, Karna, these powerful warriors who had never seen defeat in their life. They are going to kill you all. Better you leave this war. Abstain yourself taking part in the war. And since your birth, you have stayed and lived in forest, why don't you again take the same course living in the forest? And saves humanity from the bloodshed. So that was the message Dhritarashtra had sent to Pandavas. And the same thought Arjuna reflected when he said to Krishna that I don't want to fight. I want to go to forest. I want to beg. Some or other, the same thing what Dhritarashtra had spoken through Sanjaya or as a messenger, the same thing Arjuna spoke on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Krishna understood, are that message had impact on Arjuna. Just to remove that message or that influence, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. So after Mahabharata war, once Arjuna had asked Krishna that, can you speak Bhagavad Gita once again? Krishna said that I am not an actor that to speak Bhagavad Gita once again. Actually, your condition on that battlefield had inspired me to speak Bhagavad Gita. So though Krishna, whatever was required to establish the right principle to save Dharmasya Glani and establish Dharma, all those things Krishna did, and that was the purpose. He achieved his purpose through all the pastimes, all the strategies he used. And that is what our acharyas have given to all of us, that not to degrade ourselves to the situations or surroundings of the current situations or the worldly things, but to elevate our consciousness and re-establish our connection with the Lord. And that is the purpose of yoga. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. So when we act on establishing our relationship with Krishna, that is the restoration of dharma. That is the paro dharma. Yato bhaktir adokshaje. Performing service, a devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what Lord Krishna had achieved, giving us Bhagavad Gita, utilizing all his strategies to establish dharma, giving us acharyas, giving us so many devotees, so that the human life can achieve that divinity, that devatva, instead of degrading to the life of pashutva. So I would like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की श्रील प्रभुपाद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.